Welcome to the Royal Opera House. I'm Antonio Papano, Music Director of the Royal Opera. To find out more about our productions, visit roh.org.uk.
Samantha, can you tell us a bit about what Yossi Vili and Sergio Morabito are trying to get across with this? What's the idea?
It is a very dark production. It has fairy tale elements in it, but there's a lot of sort of deeper, darker aspects to that, and a lot of psychological elements.
So it's not set in a forest, is it?
Yes and no, I think is the answer to that. The outside of the set and one side of the set is wooden panelling. I always think of it as being like from the furs from the best Transylvanian forest, because it is set in the Eastern European, in Bohemia, in Czechoslovakia, or Transylvania, in that kind of area. So we have wooden panelling. It's sort of a forest, and we use quite a lot of video projection, particularly in the first act, to bring out the water or the woods and the elements that are in there.
Where do you think they've drawn inspiration from in this production?
I think they've gone back to all the different versions of the Little Mermaid story. There are very many in Czech folklore, in Russian folklore, Hans Christian Andersen. So they've drawn on that, and they've also drawn on the atmosphere in that part of the world at the turn of the century. 1901 was the first performance of Rusalka. So the Viennese imperialism, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and the Czechs. I mean, Dvořák was very, very keen on Czech national opera as a counterpoint to the Austrian rule. And we did the production in Salzburg originally, and you'll see by the costumes, if you go out in front of the opera house in Salzburg and you take 26 people, they'll look more or less like our chorus looks now.
Will they take that as a compliment, do you think?
It's not really meant as a compliment.
Okay, I see. So my last question then really is, do we get a happy ending in this production?
I don't really think we can describe it as a happy ending. Yes. I think I can say from rehearsals to date that yes, we have wonderful artists. It's an amazing, amazing team of artists who sing brilliantly and act beautifully, and I think it's going to be very moving, but it's certainly not a happy ending for Rusalka herself. It's a very, very tragic ending for her.
Samantha Seymour, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To find out more about Royal Opera House Insights, visit roh.org.uk/insights.